5th, and Pecatonica Argyle was 6th. Co-head coach Troy Clary says the team has some big obstacles coming up in the postseason, including the regional in a couple of weeks.
Fenimore, Iowa Grant, being the top two teams, you know, in our division, being there, that makes it for a really, a really big regional. Interpoint's always tough. So in Riverdale, like I said, they recently beat Interpoint. They're going to be in the hunt up there as well. I know that's what their goal is. Fenimore has kind of set the standard for the last couple, few years, and that's where we got to get to. And Riverdale's feeling the same thing, I bet.
Good luck to all the area wrestlers and wrestling teams as they prepare for February. I'm Phil Nee with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they're there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts available for bundling home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or stop by 177 East Mill Street in Richland Center.
Indoor air quality, often taken for granted, but important for our health and well-being. Hi, this is Michelle at Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. The iWave R is designed specifically for treating air and duct AC systems. Positive and negative ions actively purify the air as it flows past the self-cleaning iWave R, killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. The ionization process also reduces allergens and static electricity, plus helps control odors from things like pets and cooking. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO. 48-4, Prairie du Chien leads Richland Center in area girls basketball tonight. Here at the RCHS Fieldhouse, Platteville is up on Lancaster 22-14. Fenimore leading Boscobel in girls basketball 25-22. Mineral Point is up on Riverdale 33-19 at half. River Valley having a good night against Dodgeville, 16-11 at last word. Ithaca was leading North Crawford 31-10 when last we checked, and DeSoto was up on Weston 21-13. In boys basketball, Hillsboro 59-22 over Oneewoc Center, Viroqua 33, Black River Falls 27. And let's see, I believe we are up to date. It'll be interesting to see going forward. Hornets have some teams that they could compete against in the final games of the regular season. Facing a Viroqua team that won last night over GET. So certainly that's one that could come into play. And surprising how low in numbers some of the bigger schools are. Richland Center will be playing at La Crosse Central on Tuesday night, and Central does not have a JV team. That just amazes me. Somebody told me, I believe it was Madison West, is down in numbers and may only have one program at a school that size. That's unheard of, but a lot of numbers down in girls basketball and a lot more playing volleyball these days and some other sports. But everything goes around and cycles around. The Hornets coming back from the locker room and try to get out and work on a few things in the second half against a tough Prairie squad. Second half is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you're a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and the surrounding area. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect, all from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, it's Tri-County Building Supply.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
RCO. 48-4, Prairie du Chien leads here in area girls basketball. They're led in scoring by Tana Radloff with 11 and Rita Achenbach with 12, and the second half is underway. Pass comes to Radloff, top of the circle. Hornets in the man-to-man or person-to-person. Crown throws it low. Prairie nothing. They'll kick it back out. Jakowski Higgins with the basketball. Left side, turnaround, three-pointer on the way. Prairie no good for Achenbach. And the rebound is fought for and grabbed there by Ava Martin. Ava brings it up near midcourt. Driving through danger, gives it off to Meaden. Right side, Weiss on the right wing. Ella looks to the inside, throws it now. Top of the circle, Burns. Left side, Martin. Grabbing the ball is Darling. Darling looking for a cutter through the lane. Weiss, now right side to Burns. Burns brings it to Ella Weiss. Weiss throws it to Meaden. Carly post up. Nice move in the lane, and no, it won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Prairie. They'll keep it going now. Radloff up. 3-on-2 break. Bounce feed baseline. Move it to Jakowski Higgins, and now they'll set it up. Top of the circle. Airmail it to the right side. Kron on a drive, and she will score. Greenlee Kron with a total of 12 points now. 50-4, Prairie. Meaden walks the ball across the half-court line. Lobs back for Chloe Darling. Darling with the ball back to Meaden. Carly puts the ball on the floor, skips it back to Chloe. Chloe on the right side gives it now for Meaden. Meaden drives baseline, nothing. Down to the baseline, Martin stepped out of bounds, I believe. Deep baseline, unless she was pushed, and that may be the case. Foul called on number 40, they said. Let's see. I don't know that I have a 40. Check that. Number 4. Greenlee Kron picks up foul number 2. Hornets bring it in. Chloe Darling with the basketball back to Weiss. Weiss to Martin, right side Meaden. Hornet set it up well. Meaden skips it inside, low pass, and then picked up by Prairie. Blackhawks steal it. Jakowski Higgins up on the fast break to Achenbach, who lost the ball. Now rolls it off to the corner. Jakowski Higgins with the ball. She'll drive back toward the half-court line. Reverse it to Radloff. Tana on a drive, throws it low. Tough shot, and goes for Greenlee Cron. She has 14, and Prairie continues to put the points on the board. Darling up ahead on the sidelines. Throws it down to the baseline and Burns. Back to Darling. Burns pivots. Looks to the inside. Back to Meaden. Carly throws it baseline. Martin for three. Got it. All right. Ava Martin knocks down the triple and is 52-7. Hornets sometimes afraid to take that three-point shot around the perimeter, but looked good there. Entry pass low inside Greenlee Cron. No good. And the rebound by Meaden. She'll throw it up to the far side. It's caught by Chloe Darling. Chloe with the basketball. Spin move down to the right side with the right-hand dribble. Backs off toward the corner. Looks to the inside. Looks. Now throws it. It's going to be Meaden posting up. Carly kicks it back out. Martin again. Three on the way. On the rim. Good. Two in a row for Ava Martin. 52-10. Hornets hit double figures. Pass comes along the sideline for the Blackhawks. They'll throw it in low. That's going to be Achenbach. Back to the corner, Jakowski Higgins. Entry pass, and now they'll throw it right side, and Kramer cutting baseline, and Carly scores. 54-10. Prairie du Chien. Ball goes to Weiss. She'll find an opening, and a push is called on Prairie as they went for the steal. The pass intended for Kylie Burns. So it will come back now to the Hornets on the baseline. Prairie du Chien with its second foul. This is on Jakowski Higgins, and that's her second. Carly Meaden works to put it in play, and it's stolen away by Greenlee Cron. Cron with the ball, airmails it up, caught there by Jakowski Higgins, throws it across the lane too hard, and Prairie can't save it. It'll be Richland Center basketball. We'll be on hand on Monday as Richland Center, Ithaca takes on Royal. Royal and the Bulldogs, both rated pretty highly in Division V basketball. Ithaca coming up with a win last night over North Crawford in a battle of Ridge and Valley leaders. Across the timeline, the ball goes now to Weiss. Down low, hook shot in the lane, up no good, and a foul called as Chloe Darling is fouled in the act of shooting. And the foul marked on Prairie, which will be their team's third. First on Carly Kramer. Chloe Darling at the line. Hornets' second trip to the stripe tonight, and this one is good. Darling nails the free throw. That makes it 54-11. Ruland and Martin are out. Now Ruland is coming in. Check that. Addie Board is in. And the free throw for Chloe Darling, free throw number two, is on the rim and good. Perfect. So that'll make it 54-12. Prairie with the basketball. Just over 14 minutes remaining. Pass goes left side to Greenlee Cron. Greenlee holding it up, throws it high post. Turning in is Carly Kramer. Back to Cron. She'll drive, throws it inbounds as she was going out of bounds. And a tough shot is good for Rita Achenbach. Rita has 14. 56-12, Prairie du Chien. Across the timeline, the Hornets knocked away, but picked up now on an aggressive play by Ava Martin. Martin throws it low and picked off by Carly Kramer. Prairie doing well on its defense, and they'll find an open person, in fact, wide open at the other end. Rita Achenbach lays it in. Prairie with a lot of fast break buckets tonight. 58-12 the score. Carly Meaden across half court has her pocket picked by Cron. Greenlee takes it in, and it is good on the layup. 60-12, Prairie du Chien. Hornets working the ball on the right side. Addie Board. Board throws it low to Ruland. Ruland turns in. Tough shot of the crowd. Won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Prairie and Jakowski Higgins. Airmails it up. Prairie moves in and they will score. Carly Kramer has 15. Good balanced attack tonight for the Blackhawks. Hornet boys getting a win last night. That was a big one. Here's another steal by Prairie. Pass inside. Tana Radloff lays it in, and she has double figures. Hornet boys getting the win over Dodgeville. So a nice victory on the road against a very always a tough opponent, especially there. Prairie knocks the ball out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Ella Weiss is in, and Kylie Burns for Richland Center. Cameron Knapp and Claire Kennedy for Prairie du Chien. And Carly Meaden will put it in play. Carly looking, brings it in. Caught there by Kylie Burns. Burns, ball back to the right side, kicked by Prairie and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Tough deficit. I played a long time ago, but I was out there on nights like this as well. Just keep going, and a lot of these young ladies do. Keep the head up and keep playing to the final buzzer. Ava Martin with the basketball, the inbound back to Meaden. Three-pointer on the way. Banks off the front of the iron, and a foul called on the rebound. Foul marked on Prairie. Number 20, Cameron Knapp, picks up the foul. Prairie's fourth. Here's a quick inbound. Oh, Martin's shot is blocked. Nice block by Cameron Knapp. Meaden picks it up, gives it back to Libby Rulin. Rulin now with a pass to Kylie Burns. Left side, held up by Weiss on the wing. Throws it inside, and Meaden, nothing. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way and partially blocked. Burns' shot will roll out of bounds after hitting the rim, and it will belong to Prairie du Chien. Blackhawks will take the ball the other way. Radloff across half court. Throws it to Kramer. Kramer, a little light of day, goes in and will score. Hornets didn't cut her off, and she takes it in. Prairie certainly looking impressive at, as far as driving to the hoop, taking it to the hole, doing a good job. Carly Meaden with the ball on the far side. Leaves it back now for Kylie Burns. Meaden cross court, picked off now by Prairie, and they'll lay it in. No, it won't stay. That time for Kramer, rebound Carly Meaden. And a foul call down the loose ball. That'll be against Prairie. So mark that on Claire Kennedy. And for Claire, that is foul number three, Prairie's fifth foul. Back into the lineup, Jakowski Higgins, and it will be, let's see, 22. It's like Ellie Schneider. The Hornets with the basketball. Rulin trying to throw it low over the head of Burns as the ball goes out of bounds. So Prairie with the ball in the backcourt. Been a busy week for WRCO Sports. You've enjoyed it. Enjoyed the wrestling quad here on Tuesday night. Prairie a little give and go low, and the score is going to change again. Carly Kramer with another basket. That makes it 68-12. 10:50 remaining. Ithaca girls leading North Crawford 31-12 in that game at Ithaca tonight. Wisconsin leading Michigan State 53-44. And earlier tonight we had a final, Wazika Steuben over Seneca, 71-14 in girls basketball. 10.5 to play here. Prairie leading 68-12. The ball is kicked by the Blackhawks and out of bounds. And that ball took off and sailed up toward the stands. Into the game for the Hornets, number 15, Chloe Darling. Number 10, Addie Board. Addie will put it in play from the Hornets' side, the fans' side. Here's the inbound pass, picked off by Kron. Greenlee with the up ahead, caught by Prairie, and they step out of bounds. Pass led her just a little bit too far, so it goes back the other way to Richland Center. Continuous clock will run with 9 minutes remaining tonight. It's 10:25 to go. Addie Board brings it over to Ella Weiss. Weiss throws it low, picked off by Kron. Prairie just anticipating every pass. Pass comes across to Jakowski Higgins. She'll throw it to a wide open Greenlee Kron, and she lays it in good. 70-12 in favor of Prairie. 10 minutes remaining in the ball game. Chloe Darling in the backcourt to Addie Board on the far side. There's a cross court, picked off again. Prairie with Cameron Knapp taking it in. Knocked away, good play, out of bounds. Defense for Ava Martin, saved a sure two. into the game for Prairie, Rita Achenbach. And for Richland Center, Carly Meaden. So Prairie basketball on the end line. And the pass comes in. Caught and up and in for Rita Achenbach. 72-12, Prairie du Chien. Ball comes in to Carly Meaden. Meaden throws it over to Ava Martin. Martin with the ball, looks to the baseline. And there's another steal by Cron, but she stepped out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Good hustle there. Carly Meaden will put it in play. Carly with the basketball, looks, brings it in to Chloe Darling. Darling with the ball, nowhere to go. Gives it back now to Martin. Back to Meaden on the left wing. Now Martin on the right wing. Hornets play catch. Now back to Meaden. Carly looking back to Martin on the far side. Grabs it, gets around the defender. Shoots a 15-foot mid-ranger. No, on the way. Nope. Rebound by Martin. Knocked away in the lane by Prairie. And they're going to baseball it up ahead. Here's Zukowski Higgins with a quick pass in the lane. Achenbach scores again. He's got 20. 74-12, Prairie. Well, the continuous clock will run from here on out. Ball comes left side. Hornets get a shot up. It's no good, but a foul called on Prairie. That will give free throws now to Chloe Darling. Chloe with a total of 4 points tonight. 2 of 2 from the free throw line earlier. So she'll get her dribbles. Gets a couple of them. Now the free throw is on the rim and in and out. She will get one more. Addie Board returns for Ava Martin. Lots of sports next week as well. Hornets boys basketball team with a home game next week, the end of the week. Free throw on the way, and that one is good for Chloe Darling. 74-13. Wrestling action, the conference meet next Saturday as well. Hard to believe we're looking at February, right down the line. Pass comes right side, caught by Greenlee Cron. Cron on a drive, dishes it back to Zukowski Higgins. Deep three, it is in. Boy, she was a couple of steps back from the three-point line and nails a three. 77-13, Prairie. Richland Center with the basketball, left side Addie Board, right side Meaden. And Carly lobs it back to Addie Board. Board on a drive, tough shot up, short. Rebound pulled down by Achenbach. And the Blackhawks take it back the other way. They're going to spin it in the lane, caught there by Knapp. Cameron, nowhere to go, picked off by Carly Meaden. Carly takes it the other way, one-on-one, goes low with the left-hand lane. Good! Nice job. And a one, plus one. Foul called on Prairie du Chien. Carly Meaden with her first basket. Viroqua boys leading Black River Falls, 50-45. DeSoto up on Weston, 38-13. Cuba City leading Iowa Grant, 69-18 in girls. And Carly Meaden completes the three-point play. That'll make it 77-16. Prairie returns. Tana Radloff to the floor. Rita Achenbach will inbound the ball. Hornets back on the defensive side. Prairie winning the JV game tonight, 35-23. That was a closer affair. Zukowski Higgins in the corner. Back to Radloff. Radloff puts it on the floor. Dribble gives it back to Knapp. Now Radloff on the left side. Entry pass. Turning in is Achenbach, and a foul called on her shot. So she will go to the free throw line. First Hornet foul this half. Prairie has been whistled for 7. Foul is on Ella Weiss. That's her first. And going to the line will be Achenbach. 20 points tonight. First trip to the free throw stripe, and it is good. Only the second free throw line encounter for Prairie du Chien tonight. 78-16. One more. This one of the year. That one is good. Achenbach nails it, and into the game for Prairie, number 40, Emery Campbell, and number 12, Brecklin McCumber. Clock running with 5:25 to go. And I believe the Hornets will use a timeout. 79-16, Prairie in the lead of Richland Center and area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
If your floors and furniture need cleaning, give Gander's Cleaning Service a call at 647-4349. Your certified carpet cleaning technicians at Gander's will get your carpets, tile, and upholstery steam cleaned and protected, leaving your home feeling clean and fresh. Call your certified technicians at Gander's Cleaning Services today at 647-4349. Leave the cleaning to them and enjoy your home. Make your appointment today, 647-4349.
Hornet basketball after the timeout. Chloe Darling back to Carly Meaden. Right side caught by Weiss. Throws it low and turning in and getting tied up is Kylie Burns. The alternate arrow points to Richland Center. They'll have the ball on the sideline. Prairie looking to win for the second time this year against the Hornets or this season. Pass comes in the board. She can't hang on. The ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Prairie Duchene. Hornets turn the ball over, and the Blackhawks with an opportunity. Radloff at the point. She's got 13 points tonight. Kicks it to the corner. Three on the way, and good for Brooklyn McCumber, seeing her first action. 82-16. Meaden across the timeline. Addie Board in the left wing. Addie with the ball. Throws to Ella Weiss. Weiss to Meaden. Entry pass low. Turning in now is Burns. She is double-teamed, fires it back out. Ball fake now for Meaden. Throws it low, and the ball is kicked by Prairie as it goes out of bounds. Into the game for Prairie, number 24, Aaliyah Pitsley. For Richland Center, number 55, Libby Ruland. Ava Martin will be the inbounder now after the entry from the scorer's table. Board trying to throw it inside, and it's picked off now by Prairie on the backside. That was Claire Kennedy, and the Blackhawks will push it. Low post shot up and good by Cameron Knapp. It is 84-16, Prairie. Hornets with the ball, 3.5 to play. Chloe Darling throws it to Addie Board. She'll throw it low toward Rulin, now picked up by Martin. Throws it back inbounds to the left side and picked off by Prairie. Blackhawks get it back. Cameron Knapp, right side. Now taking it there is McCumber. Gives it back to Pitsley. She'll shoot a three and got it. Aaliyah Pitsley makes it. 87-16, Prairie. Kind of reminds me of some of the Prairie boys teams years ago. Put in the bench and they'd shoot as well or better than the previous players. Ball comes left side. Moving is Burns down to the baseline, and she's cut off and called for traveling. That'll give the ball back to the Blackhawks. In for the Hornets, Mariah Abday. For Prairie, Maddie Cofield. Hornets drop back on the defensive side. 2.5 to play. Prairie basketball. Prairie walking it. Crossing it over, right side, caught here. Now a long jumper on the way, and in and out for Maddie Cofield. Rebound by Ella Weiss of the Hornets. Ella Weiss gives to Ava Martin. Libby Rulin out to meet it on the wing. Martin, now Weiss. Weiss looking for a cutter through the lane. Nothing, back to Burns. Burns on the right side, Weiss on the left, throws it low. Martin turning in, nothing there. Now drives a little closer. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Prairie. They will push it. Prairie off across the half-court line. Claire Kennedy. Bounce feed left to Knapp. Kennedy three on the way, no good. Rebound Libby Ruland, and she turns in, and a foul called on Prairie with 24 seconds remaining. I should say a minute 24 remaining. And do we have a bonus throw? I think we will. Libby Ruland will get the opportunity to shoot. The 1-1. So she will go in to shoot. Foul is the ninth on Prairie. Hornets have been whistled once here in the second half. Ruland at the line. Free throw is good. Ruland will get another. 87-17, Prairie. Libby gets the ball back from the official. Stay tuned for the Jelinek postgame show coming up. Free throw is no good for Ruland. Rebound pulled out by Prairie. Blackhawks now up to Cameron Knapp across half court. Left side, Brecken McCumber for three. No good. Rebound put back. Good for Prairie and a foul call. Claire Kennedy makes the two. And she'll go to the free throw line. 89-17. Clock running. 33 seconds remaining on the continuous clock. First free throw in the air on the rim, and that is no good. Fought for and out of bounds. It will be Prairie basketball. They pointed at Prairie. No, it'll be Richland Center basketball. Ruland will bring it in. Martin with a basketball. 10 seconds to play. Crosses the half-court line. Lobs for Ella Weiss. Weiss drives against the defender. 15-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Prairie, and this will do it. Prairie wins it tonight. 89-17 over Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Girls Basketball. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next here on WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Prairie du Chien gets the win. They improve to 13-4, 5-1 in the Southwest Conference. Richland Center dips to 0-17 and also 0-6 in the league now after the loss here this evening to Prairie du Chien. The Blackhawks with the lead at halftime, 48-4. And that brings us to the Duncan turning point. You got to go with Prairie du Chien's very strong first half, and we'll go with the down low play of Rita Achenbach, who had several low post passes, got some good assists from some of the guards, Greenlee Cron and Tessa Jankowski Higgins, but Kramer, Achenbach on the inside, Radloff posting up, and they scored a lot of points out there, but we're going with the 12 first half points by Rita Achenbach, which really set the stage, and that's it for the Duncan turning point of the game. Richland Center is running on Duncan. So much so, we appreciate them sponsoring local sports and high school activities and spotlighting local youth. We'll be back with more in a moment from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on WRCO Sports.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Prairie View Sheen gets the win tonight, 89-17. Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. They jumped out to a 48-4 lead and rolled to the victory, even more lopsided than the last time they played Richland Center. So on the night, very balanced attack, 22 for Rita Achenbach, 19 for Carly Kramer, 18 by Greenlee Cron, and 13 for Tana Radloff. From there, 5 points for Tessa Jakowski-Higgins, and 4 points by Cameron Knapp, 3 for Brooklyn McKember, also 3 for Aaliyah Pitsley, and 2 by Claire Kennedy. Ava Martin has 6 for the Hornets, 2 3-point baskets, 5 for Chloe Darling, 3 for Carly Meaden, 2 by Ella Weiss, and 1 point for Libby Rulin. The Hornets make 2 3-pointers. They're 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Prairie makes 5 3-pointers. They are 2 of 3 from the line. Not a lot of fouls in this one tonight. And Prairie gets a nice victory here on the road against a Hornet team that continues to look for some ways to improve. Certainly turning the ball over. Prairie did a really good job of anticipating passes and not allowing any second chances. And then fast breaking. They got things going early and were able to get down the floor and get what turned out to be some high percentage shots for the victory tonight. 89-17, Prairie over Richland Center. The postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams & Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you be.
Richland Center invites you to explore, discover, enjoy. You'll find outdoor escapes, roads less traveled, timeless treasures, autumn's masterpiece, Dairyland Delights, fins and feathers, peaceful paddling, and more. The best place to start is RichlandCenterTourism.com. Richland Center, the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, America's first designated Purple Heart City, home of the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals and more, is a Discover Wisconsin Choice Destination.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Some other scores tonight. Dodgeville leading River Valley 33-23 in area girls basketball. Ithaca up on North Crawford 45-25. A girls final, Kiva City 78, Iowa Grant 22. Highland leading Potosi 40-37 at last word. Platteville up on Lancaster 32-30. Mineral Point was leading Riverdale 51-33 when we last checked in. And a boys final, Reedsburg 60, Sauk Prairie 46. Here at RCHS, it was all Prairie tonight as they roll to a victory and keep pace in the conference. Platteville and Dodgeville right up near the top, so we'll see how they all do tonight. Platteville hosting Lancaster, as mentioned, how that gun comes out. River Valley had the lead on Dodgeville earlier, but again, Dodgeville was leading at last word in that conference girls game. Next up on the line for Richland Center, there'll be a Lacrosse Central on Tuesday night. That's a JV only, and I believe, no, I'm sorry, varsity only, no JV. I believe it starts around 6:30, but we'll find out the word on that officially. The next action for Prairie du Chien comes up right away tomorrow. They'll be at Barneveld on Saturday afternoon before traveling to River Valley next Thursday, February 1st. Thanks to our engineer tonight, Tim Fee. That wraps up the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Prairie du Chien wins both games here at Fieldhouse. 35-23, the JV game, and 89-17, the varsity contest final. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Girls Basketball. On behalf of Tim Fee, I'm Phil Nee saying good night. Have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us for Area Girls Basketball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J-45. Called my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And the crazy ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignited like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, are built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world. And that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy, a morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there Sunday at the Ithaca Commons from 7 until 12:30.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, ladies, how do you like my new polyester shirt my mom bought at Penny's?
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for a look at life in January of 1979. On this week's Those Were the Days radio show, we'll be here for all kind of great memories. We'll be ringing that trivia bell as well, giving you the opportunity to win some fabulous prizes. And we'll be taking requests once again. Those Were the Days between 6 and midnight Saturday night is sponsored in part by Center Cinema Twins, along with Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, along with Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Saturday night between 6 and midnight, we'll go back for a great rock and roll party right here on the radio.
WRCO 100.9.
Slow southern drawl,
I never heard him cause I knew it all. But I sure listened when I got the call that he was no longer there. Oh, lessons learned, man, they sure run deep. They don't go away and they don't come cheap. Oh, there's no way around it as this world turns. Oh, lessons learned. They sure run deep. They don't go away and they don't come cheap. Oh, there's no way around it as this world turns. Oh, lessons learned.
Yeah, baby, you put a little voodoo on it, a little voodoo on it. When your kiss hits my lips, feels like a spell of a little juju on it, a little juju on it. The more I taste, more I crave, this ain't in it. Well, I can't stop it now, don't even wanna try. I know you know that I wanna play it. The thrill of the chill from your fingertips, baby, make it dangerous, make it dangerous. When you do, it's taboo, even devilish, baby.
Take like she knew me, called my name, it cut right through me. She looked like time and never touched her skin. She leaned into me softly, wrapped her arms around me, said, oh my God, how long has it been? And and it was small talk on the sidewalk. You look happy, you hadn't changed at all. All this time I've wanted to know. Did you ever turn around?